This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Bobby Bowden joins us on Sports Byline USA. 57 years as a college football coach, but 34 of those years was spent at Florida State, where he won a couple of national championships. He won one in 1993, the other in 1999, and he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2006, the all-time winningest coach in Division I-A college football. Bobby, when you walked away from the game in 2009, at what point did you have an opportunity to sit back and kind of reflect on what you did in football?
Well, you know, I remember when I was coaching, people would always ask me that. You know, I'd say, well, I'm not through coaching yet. I said, maybe one day I'll retire and be able to look back. And after you've been out of it a while and realize that it's all over, you know, you begin to think back at some of the good things that happened.
And was there anything that stuck out to you that made you smile the most?
Well, I was, you know, happy how fortunate I was to be able to coach it for 57 years at four different universities, and how thankful I was, and then the great experiences that I had had, and the great people that I had met while I was coaching and playing other people.
One of the things that always impressed me in every conversation you and I had was the enthusiasm that you had for coaching and for football. And you just mentioned the figure 57 years as a coach. And that's not always easy to maintain that type of fire for something. How were you able to do it?
I just always had that desire. You know, when I left, they kind of put me out. I really wanted one more year. You know, I was trying to get 35 at Florida State, and I knew we was going to have a pretty good ball club the next year. I really tried to get another one. But I don't know. I have said this before, and it is true. I never remember a day where I hated to go to work. I never remember a day. I love my work, and there's always something in the works, you know. It could have been a problem. It could have been a problem, or it could have been everything was going good, but I always enjoyed it.
The fact that you were forced out in 2009, was that a reflection of just the way things had changed in collegiate sports?
Well, it is the way our times are right now, no doubt about it. You know, they can't say they let me go because we had a losing season. We went 34 years in a row without a losing season, but they don't like that 7-6 stuff. You know, that's one thing about it. Once you win a national championship, they expect you to do it every year. You know, and you can't do it. And but anyway, that's history now, and I'm living a very happy life right now.
Let me take you back. You spent a portion of your childhood in bed. You were sick. You had rheumatic fever and a six-month stay in the hospital, and you were confined to bed at home for just over a year. And you started listening to the World War II reports on the radio, and that really began your interest in the war and kind of the history aspect of it. What was it that you took away from listening to those broadcasts?
Well, my granddaddy, Robert Kleckler, that's who I was named after. My name is Robert Kleckler Bowden. Of course, they call me Bobby. But my granddaddy, Robert Kleckler, was German. The war started right at the end of the Depression. And he, like so many men his age, he was probably about 70 years of age at that time, lost his job. And so he moved in and lived with us. And so when I was sick that year in bed, he was living with us, and he would listen to the radio every day about the war, you know, because he knew people on both sides, and I would listen to it too. Kaltenborn it was on there for years, and Edward R. Murrow, you know, I can remember those stories and the impressions I had of Germany and Hitler and scared of them coming over here and that kind of stuff when I was a kid, you know. And so I've got real interested in the history of World War II, and I've read about every book I can find. My favorite reading is World War II and World War I. But I've also read a lot of the Civil War and other wars. But I know that's where I developed my interest.
I know that Marv Levy, who's a friend of mine, told me that he has a great passion for kind of the you know, the wars as well. And the late Bill Walsh, who was a friend of mine as well, always told me about the strategies that came into play. Was it the same way for you? Did you learn a lot about strategy from having that interest?
I sure did. I read about all the generals. You know, all the when I was coming up, it was Patton and it was MacArthur and it was that group of generals. And every time I've read about every book on Patton, it's come out. You know. And all of the other and MacArthur and a lot of the other generals also, and when I would read their books, I would pick up a saying that would carry over real good to football, you know, and I'd use it with my boys, you know. But there was a lot of thoughts in military history, in strategy that carried right over into football, very much, very similar.
And, of course, your passion for football, particularly the University of Alabama at that time, that was a period of time where you really got kind of hooked on football, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was, of course, raised in Birmingham, and Alabama was only 50 miles down the road. The University of Alabama was only 50 miles down the road, and I lived and died with them, you know. Of course, when I was sick in bed, all I could do was listen to the radio. We didn't have televisions, and I'd listen to all the Alabama games. And, of course, when I left high school, I went to Alabama, but I was only there one semester because back in those days, they had a rule. If you got married, you couldn't have a scholarship. And I got married when I was a freshman, you know, and was still in high school. That's 63 years ago. But anyway, so I then transferred up to Samford University, which then was called Howard College. But, yeah, Alabama was my big love.
Now, you were a quarterback and you were a running back at that time. Do you remember when you decided you wanted to be a football coach?
You know, when I went to college, my freshman year, they warned you to, well, by the junior, you had to declare what your major was. But I declared right off the bat that it was going to be studying to be a coach. And so I think when I was a freshman, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
I know you were at West Virginia. You were also at a college in Georgia as well. You also were a coach and the athletic director, I believe, at your alma mater. But in 1962, you went to Florida State as an assistant coach. And they had a couple of other coaches there that went on and did some pretty good things in pro football, did they not?
Oh, it's amazing the coaches that came out of Florida State, the assistant coaches. Don James, you remember,
right,
went to Washington and did a great job. Vince Gibson went to Kansas State and Louisville and Tulane. And, all of those coaches became head – all those assistants really became head coaches. And like you say, some of them went into professional football.
Yeah, I know that. But Bill Parcells was there, and so was Joe Gibbs, were they not?
Yeah, they came after I left. But, yes, they were there, too. And they were, too. Of course, both of them won – Super Bowls.
Yeah, I know the coaches have told me that along the way until they became a head coach, they learned something from every head coach they happened to work for. And when in 1962, when you went to Florida State, that coach happened to be, you know, Bill Peterson. What was it about him that you picked up?
Well, I had been a head coach in small colleges all my life. I'd been at South Georgia College for 4 years, head coach. I'd been at Howard College for 4 years, head coach. And I felt like to get into the big time, I eventually was going to have to go to a big-time school. And so Bill Peterson offered me a job. I went down there. And Bill was one of the few coaches in the country that was using the pro offense. Back when I went there, they just wasn't hardly – I think the coach out at the coach at Tulsa was running a pro offense. The coach at Baylor, John Bridges, was running the pro offense, and Bill Peterson. Nobody else was. And so I got to learn the passing game from Bill Peterson.
Of course, after that, you went back to West Virginia where you were the head coach there, compiling a record of 42-26 at West Virginia. But also, it was at a moment, I had grandparents that lived in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and I'll never forget my grandfather telling me about Marshall University and the plane crash and everything. And that was something that touched you very deeply.
Yeah. Well, in 1968, I was an assistant coach at West Virginia University. Marshall, the head coach, I think, got fired. So they came up and offered me the job at Marshall. The athletic director I knew real well and down there because he used to be at West Virginia. And he was the AD, and he came up and offered me the job. I thought about it about an hour and let him know I don't think I'd be interested because I thought I might could get a bigger job, you know, because at that time Marshall was not a very recognized school. And so the next year, Rick Tolley took that job, and the next year they had that crash and everybody got killed. And yeah, and I knew a lot of the coaches, I knew a lot of the players, and that was very close.
And you wanted to wear their jerseys in a game, did you not?
Well, I think we wore a cross on our helmet for
it. Right.
And I think we put a sticker on our shirt. I think we stayed with our shirt.
Well, I know that the NCAA said that you couldn't do that, and that's what you guys did after that. But even when you saw the movie We Are Marshall, it had a reaction for you, didn't it?
Most certainly. I ran into Jack Langell. He's the guy that took the coach after the crash. And he's the one that came. I let him come up to my school and study film and everything. And so I ran into him in New York about 2 years ago, and he said, "Bobby, we've finished the film on Marshall, and you're in it." And I said, "Gee, I didn't know anything about it." I said, "So they sent me a copy of it, and I watched it, and it was very accurate. It was very accurate. I couldn't believe how accurate it was. And yes, I had some tears as I watched that film."
We're talking with Bobby Bowden, Hall of Fame college football coach, most notably at Florida State, where he won a couple national championships. And we continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.